How can we worship over the course of our day? Every day. How can we incorporate worship into our daily routines and transform mundane tasks into meaningful acts of devotion, celebrating our journey with God? Let's discuss. This is the Walking in Step with God podcast, and I'm Steve McDonald.
Welcome to the Walking in Step with God podcast. Here, we empower you to walk boldly with God. Follow our podcast to stay up to date with new content. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org for resources, videos of our messages, and more information about our ministry. Once again, that website is walkinginstepwithgod.org.
Hello, welcome to Walking in Step with God. I'm Steve McDonald. Today we explore the topic, worship every day. We all have lives that involve daily routines, even mundane tasks. But how can we incorporate our walk with God into our day, every day? It is easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of work, school, and managing a household. But how can we take steps to show our appreciation and gratitude to God each day as well? Today, we will discuss three ways to worship every day. Let us explore practical ways that we can keep God in the forefront of our minds, even as we navigate through the course of an active and busy day. Let us learn how our worship can be a fundamental part of everyday life. Before we dive in, why don't we take a quick break? I'll be right back.
Have you been yearning for a deeper relationship with God, especially in the unusual times we're in? Here's your sign that your desires are being answered. 100 Steps with God is the spiritual guidebook you need to navigate this transformative journey you're embarking on. Filled with inspiring messages, this book is written to ignite your thinking and illuminate the path toward a rich, intimate relationship with God. The special edition delves deeper and includes scriptures, reflective prompts, and space to journal your thoughts. Visit www.100stepsbook.com to order your copy of the standard or special edition today and strengthen your bond with the Creator. Again, that's 100stepsbook.com. 100stepsbook.com.
Welcome back. Let's continue in our discussion of three ways to worship every day. Most of us have responsibilities and obligations over the course of our day. It can be as mundane and simple as doing household chores or working on an important project in our workplace. In both of these scenarios, it can be very easy to forget the importance of how God shows up in our lives each day and the opportunities we have to show him our thanks and gratitude. Let's dive into three ways we can make worship a part of our day, every day. Number one, worship through journaling. Whether you are very new in your journey of faith or have been walking with God for decades, we all have examples of God's influence in our lives. Memories of these moments may be difficult to recall over time. What better way to record your faith journey than by journaling? Journaling helps us to remember details of important events in our lives. Journaling over the course of our walk with God, it gives us a space to record our thoughts, our concerns, our celebrations, and our testimonies. It even gives us a space to write down our prayers, thoughts, and dialogue with God. I've been journaling every day for several years, and it has truly allowed me to organize my thoughts when communicating with God and reflecting on the journey of my walk with him. From time to time, I can pick up a journal from my past and reflect on a moment in time of my faith. As memories fade, journaling presents itself as a tool to create an enduring chronicle of our spiritual journey, preserving the milestones and progress we have made in our faith. Number two, worship through marveling at nature. I don't know about you, but it is almost impossible to wrap my head around the awe and majesty of nature. I am talking about everything from the beautiful oak tree at the park, to the rugged coastline of Northern California, to the beautiful displays of the cosmos that are millions of light years away. I believe that our brains are truly incapable of grasping the limitless wonders of nature. What we can do, however, is make time each day to get outside and enjoy the beauty of nature in our neighborhoods, our parks, and our recreational areas. I'm very fortunate to live nearby many forms of nature. Forests, oceans, plains, and mountains are all just a short drive away from me. I love to go on road trips because I can be up close to nature as I travel through areas full of wonderful sights. I have witnessed things on the road that blew my mind with beauty. Rolling green hills, expansive plains, and turbulent but beautiful rivers. To know that all of it, and I mean all of it, was created by God leaves me humbled and awestruck. You don't need to hit the open road to enjoy nature. For most of us, it can be as simple as walking out of our homes and around the block. If we live in a congested city, then perhaps we can walk, drive, or take public transit to a nearby park. Taking some time to explore nature each day allows you to take in God's beauty and worship Him by soaking in all of the beauty He has created. Making time with nature not only gives you an opportunity to worship, but being in nature can also improve your mood and overall well-being. Number 3, worship through your actions. One of the most powerful and influential ways we can worship is through our actions. We can worship God by showing kindness to others. We can worship God by demonstrating to Him our obedience to the guidance of His Word. We can worship God by serving others and giving of our time, resources, and skills. There are so many ways that we can perform acts of worship in our workplace, our schools, and even out and about as we move through our day. Here are some practical examples of worshiping through your actions. Be extra courteous on the road. Leave a generous tip when you go out for a meal. Open a door for a stranger. Call a friend or loved one to check in and see how they're doing. Pick up litter or clean an area of your neighborhood. Donate to causes important to you. I could go on and on. The point here is that through your actions, especially your selfless actions, you worship God by demonstrating to Him your willingness to live a life that includes giving and not just receiving. As an aside, I encourage you to ask God to use you to help others in need. Be prepared for Him to send you on assignment to a time and place where you will be able to impact the life of another. In today's message, we discuss 3 ways to worship every day. We learn that worship through journaling is a powerful way to record your thoughts, your prayers, and most important moments in your walk of faith. Journaling can also be used as an outlet for praise and recording testimony that otherwise may be difficult to remember many years from now. We explored the opportunity to worship through nature. We learned how important it is to make time, even if just for a few minutes, to get out and around nature. Lastly, we discussed the impact of worship through your actions. There are so many opportunities over the course of a day to perform acts of selflessness that honor God and deepen your faith. Make worship part of your day, every day. By establishing a strong connection with God and making Him a central aspect of your life, daily worship can become a deeply rewarding and fulfilling experience. Let's wrap up in prayer. Father, we come before You today thankful of this message. Thank You for the wisdom that You've bestowed upon all of us. Father, we know we get busy. We know we get distracted. We know we have lives. We know we have all kinds of responsibilities each day, but we come before You today acknowledging that we should do everything we can to make You part of our day every day. We have many priorities, families, our workplace, school, you name it. But really, Father God, you created us. You have a perfect plan for us. And so it's so important that we find ways to make sure that not only are we acknowledging each day, but we are also giving you praise and worship every day, just as we do for food and drink, for sustenance and the air we breathe. We should make sure that you are part of our day every single day for the rest of our days. So show us, Father, how to do this. Show us the best way to do it. Show us the opportunities, Father God, to make you part of our day. We thank you for this in advance. Amen.
Some messages just hit differently. And if this message has touched your heart and you want to experience it again, you can watch the video online at walkinginstepwithgod.org/messages. God bless you.
The greatest way that you can get involved with this ministry is to be involved in the community. Here are four specific ways. Join the discussion by asking and engaging with questions in our community space. Share a prayer on our prayer wall, or take some time to pray for others. Has our ministry impacted your walk with God? Then share your story and inspire others. Lastly, you can support our ministry as a financial partner so that we can expand our reach and grow the community. Learn more about these opportunities to get involved by visiting walkinginstepwithgod.org/get involved.
Welcome to Going Deeper with the Word. In this segment, we welcome people of all backgrounds, religious or not, to review the Word of God. The Word of God provides guidance, direction, and instructions for living our lives and walking with God. Today, we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about worship as part of your day. Let's review examples of God's Word that can lead and guide our steps and back up the principles we learned in today's message. I'll be reading scripture today from the Amplified Bible. Here's our first verse. Joshua 1 verse 8. The book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read it day and night, so that you may be careful to do in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. In this verse, we see the impact that journaling can have on our study of the Word of God. Journaling helps us to keep important aspects of wisdom revealed in Scripture in the front of our minds. It also provides a way for us to record moments of our walk with God for future times of reflection. In both cases, journaling can have a profound effect on staying in line with God's plans and instructions for us. Let's have a look at another verse. James 2, verses 14 through 17. What is the benefit, my fellow believers, if someone claims to have faith but has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and lacks food for each day, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, warm and feed yourselves," but he does not give them the necessities for the body, what good does that do? So too, faith, if it does not have works, is itself dead. In this verse, we are reminded that faith should be accompanied by works. It is not enough to intend to give or plan to serve, but to carry out those actions that give and serve. In doing so, perform acts of worship that honor God and strengthen your faith. Allowing God to use you as a vessel is another powerful way for your actions to become acts of worship. Let's look at one last verse. Psalm 145, verse 5. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. This verse does a wonderful job encapsulating all that I shared earlier about worship and immersing yourselves in nature. When we consider the works of God, the Master Creator, we cannot help but describe them in terms of wonder and splendor. In nature, we can be still and enjoy the peace and calm that it can bring. By immersing ourselves in nature, we worship the Creator of all things and the beauty He has created. Let every day be an opportunity to worship the Father and demonstrate your gratitude and thanks for His presence in your life. Thank you for your time and reviewing these messages with me today. Please be sure to share in the comments how these or other examples of God's Word have helped you to learn how to incorporate worship as part of your day, every day. Thank you for the opportunity to share encouragement. Here at Walking a Step with God, we truly appreciate your support. We are fully committed to Christ and the community, and we invite you to join us in fellowship and to seek opportunities in fellowship in your local community as well. Have an amazing week, and we'll catch you next time. Bless you.
Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with others if this message has blessed you. Consider becoming a supporter of Walking in Step with God to help others walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org to learn more.